Okay, hi guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter. I hope we've lived up to the name.
I don't know, are we really questioning everything?
Do we question? I mean, the thing is, I know...
we have some filter.
We really do.
We're filtering ourselves, but we're shy, it's the start.
Yeah, about to say, we're still getting to know everyone, we're still kind of in the process. Because the thing is, I know that in our lives, like in our philosophy, we actually do question everything, which is literally why we have such an issue with authority.
I question whether or not I should question
parenting and
everything.
Culture, and yeah, even, it's the whole process.
Yeah.
I think isn't that even a tattoo that you want to get?
Potentially, but I'm noticing how, unless it's like a small little quote, word tattoos are kind of...
What, cliche or
icky?
Oh, you don't like them?
I like them, but like if you have like just like two words and it's small, you could like put it somewhere tiny. But if you have like a long thing, like question everything, that's a big ass.
Question everything's not that long. Because the thing is, I know. I mean, not to like be a follower, but if you decide to get your question everything question mark, I'm gonna get my
mind over matter. Where would you get it?
Across my forehead.
Nice.
No, I don't know. I actually, something that I noticed that you don't like, I actually like the, like, fake bracelet vibe.
Do you know what the
problem
is?
Slash anklet vibe.
I actually like a lot of, like, hand tattoos, but I like them to be minimalistic.
Mm-hmm. So you could only do one.
But I want to do so much. I want to do the three planets on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
I need to become obsessed with Jujutsu Kaisen so I can get the Sukuna finger.
You're really not going
It's so cute.
You really are
I love it. It's just... You just tattoo the finger.
I really won't allow you to do that. So
it's it's so cute. It's like, what is it? Don't be depressed. Go
especially,
get a tattoo.
No, especially with you.
Oh, don't be sad. Go get a tattoo.
There you
that
go.
One.
Especially with you, since you're so freaking capricious and you're always changing. The thing is, the only reason that I'm like supportive of you getting the sun, moon, and star, whatever, is because you've literally been obsessed with all that shit since forever.
What if I get an anime sleeve? Just when I watch an anime, the character I like the most, pop it on. And pop it on and pop it on and pop it on.
But
and then
you
I have
won't
a sleeve.
Like it.
You could just put makeup on it.
Is this something that you're telling yourself to convince yourself?
Or
are you trying to convince me?
I don't know what I want.
Because I know you well enough to know that you're going to be obsessed with it the first week, the first month, and then come day 32, you're going to be like, this shit is so lame. Why the fuck did I get this? And you're gonna hate yourself for it. What you could do, that's the thing, that's my thing where it's like, I love intricate ass sleeve tattoos and like huge, you know, like covering your entire like shoulder and like back.
Get one.
But no, but I want it in henna.
Oh.
Because the thing is, I don't just like one thing. I like so many different things. If it was in henna, it's just gonna be there for like 1 or 2 weeks. I'll enjoy it. I'll love it. If I want it again, I'll get it again. And I mean, if I see that I'm getting literally the same exact tattoo like 4 times in henna, then like I'm obviously gonna get it permanently. You know what I mean? But whatchamacallit?
The thing is, what pisses me off is I would already have a tattoo by now.
But
if I had a friend that did tattoos.
Same.
Tattoo parlors? What do you call those? Tattoo shops?
They're
seem
very intimidating.
So uninviting.
Yeah.
And I know they're very inviting and they want. Like, I know that there's people out there who want to practice, want people to want tattoos because they have bills to pay. But where are you? Because the tattoo shops that I call don't seem inviting. And the thing is, I know that a lot of tattoo shops like to do, like,
intricate
things. And, like, I just want to do, like, live, laugh, love. And, like, an infinity sign. Like, is that basic? Yeah, but it's what I want.
I don't know why
body.
You reminded me of this. There's this one commercial. I think it's the Progressive commercial. No, it's not Flo. It's... Oh, no, Progressive. I think it is the separate version of the Progressive commercial where it's like, we're helping you not become your parents. It's like, do you need a live, laugh, love sign in the middle of your kitchen?
No,
you do not need that. If you printed out a map from Google Maps to get here, you're in the right place. Like, I love that commercial
it's
so much. It's super fucking cute.
But
yes.
But that's the thing. If I had a friend... Or if tattoo shops would just be a little bit more inviting to my anxious ass, I would have a fuck ton of tattoos.
Yeah.
Why? Because why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
And the thing is, you were saying, like, oh my god, people are just getting crazy shit. Like, I'd like things to mean something to me. Nah. I want a whole bunch of bing, 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 bing.
I don't.
Just like, oh, look at this one.
I don't like that.
I do.
I don't. And because the thing is, I find it funny. Like, I literally saw this one girl where she had a tattoo gun, and her best friend just decided randomly. She's like, hey, I'm going to make a tattoo for him, and he's going to make a tattoo for me. And she's like, I like paperclips, so that's what I gave him. And he's like, I like skateboards and sunshine, so I made a sunny skateboard, and it was literally just randomly there. And I was like, I mean, the thing is, because I love that, and I love that for them, to be honest, but me personally, I just know that I already have so many issues with, like, liking my body and loving myself. If I literally just then I'm like, and what the fuck, like, my skin's just a scrap paper that I just fucking decided to scribble all over it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hate myself. I know there are some people that, like, love it, and they love themselves even more because of it, and they're like, just look, I have a fucking paperclip. But for me, I just know that I'm gonna hate myself.
I need a friend to practice on me.
If I buy a tattoo gun, will you let me tattoo on you?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And then I don't have to be uncomfortable.
Oh my gosh. I'd be very willing to do that. I'd be very willing to do that.
For sanitary purposes, please make sure you know what you're doing.
Of course. I mean, I would look YouTube. I would get my YouTube degree, obviously.
But yeah, as fuck.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting, because just going down this whole, like, tattoo culture thing, it's so annoying to me how the older generation is like,
that's what the gangsters that's are. What the how gangsters are you gonna get a job?
It's like, yeah, shut the fuck up. It's like, stop. Like,
first off, makeup. Second off, fuck you, no one's that judgmental anymore. Honestly, if they are, makeup.
Third of all, it's like, you can cover it.
Serious job. And you know what I want to do?
What?
I want to fuck up my hair.
Yeah,
I literally have virgin ass hair to the point where it will not curl. It is so fucking healthy that it will not curl. My hair does not know what a split end is. My hair is thick, voluminous. Like, I need to fuck this shit up. So first off, it'll curl, and like, I want color.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see how I could hate it. Like, honestly, do I just kind of want to go full blonde and then have my roots grow out and like low-key look like
that's Henna? A vibe.
Yes, that's a whole vibe. I don't understand really why people don't like roots. I think it looks really nice when your roots
same.
Grow out.
Same
but at the same time, I kind of just want to get like the inside dyed, and what I do is I bleach it, have it like a light color for
you want
a while.
It professionally done, though, right?
I do, yeah. Bleaching, I want it professionally done, yeah. If not, we're gonna wreck my hair. E. No tanto así.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, bleach it, and then, like, I can go on with colors randomly and just have purple, then pink, then blue, then green, you know? And just fucking...
I feel like I would literally want to do the opposite of what you want to do, because I want to do the front and, like, inside, but, like, not all the way.
But then do it!
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't want to do it at the same time.
Oh, no?
No.
I'm gonna get mine green, though.
I know. But if you do it, do it. Because I know that when I do it, you're gonna do it, so you're gonna discourage me from doing it.
Oh, really? Okay, then I'll wait. I won't do it at the same time.
Do it, because you wanted to do it first. You just don't do it.
I don't do it, because I'm a bitch.
You're a little bitch.
I'm a little bitch.
Just dye your hair. Just do it.
The thing is, but I feel like my hair's already damaged enough. Like, I don't want to fuck it up even more.
You just don't take care of it. But your hair's not damaged.
How do I not take care of my hair?
You should be doing masks. You should be doing stuff, especially because you have really thin hair.
I guess.
You don't care for it. But that's on you.
I take care of my hair. I literally never put any kind of, like, heat or any kind of stuff in it.
I do. And my hair is
healthier. Shut up. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, so, we kind of drifted.
We did.
Was not the point of today.
I love
it.
The thing is, I actually noticed the other day, I forget who, well, we were talking to our family member / person, friend, I don't know. What would you describe that relationship as?
Who?
Our cousin.
Cousin?
Oh, okay, we were talking to our cousin, I guess. Damn, yeah, that was easy. Yeah, I guess we were talking to our cousin, and we hadn't slept, neither of us had slept that day, and, I mean, we were just having a conversation, and I knew, I always do, like, my ADHD is so much more intense when I'm tired, obviously, trasnochada, but just the thing is, it just kind of, like, hit again. It's like, I have intense ass ADHD. I have like 5 different conversations going on at one time in my head, and like verbalizing them. The thing is, because I can't verbalize just one, I have to verbalize them all. But in verbalizing them all, I'm verbalizing none.
And you also filter yourself a lot for no reason. And in filtering yourself, you hesitate a lot.
Yeah.
You're normally not that ADHD with me. You just say.
Oh, yeah.
Do we branch into a million different stories? this podcast is proof of that.
For real. It's like Exhibit A.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's when you're, like, not nervous, but, like, when you feel like you have to filter yourself, like,
when I feel like you're not normally
that, like, like, it literally took you forever to get your story out.
It really did. And the fact that then he was, like, trying to call me out on it, I was like, well, damn, then I need to think what I'm going to say, and then even more. I know, but, like, it's like, but then what am I going to say? Because if I just, like, extend it, then it's harder.
Extend what?
Like, as in, because it takes me a minute to get to the point I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm, like, thinking about it or, like, trying to figure out how to word it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then, but him saying, like, hey, like, just spit it out. I was like, well then, what I had to say was that.
So it's worse for
it
you.
Made it worse. I was like, well, damn. Another thing, side note, there's this, like, pot, like, at the entrance of your house that, like, I hit. Ah! I just fucking hit myself right there again. Why the fuck did I just do that?
The pot? And you hit it?
Like, yeah, like, you know when, like, going outside?
To the back or to the front?
Back.
Oh.
And, like, there's, like, a pot there, and, like, I, like, hit it with my whatever bone, the tibia, like, the lower, yeah, the tibia, and, like, it just, it really hurt, and I was like, well, damn. Because that's another thing, I don't know about people, but, like, I'm pretty, like, strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I hit something, the something gets destroyed. I persevere. It's, like, a trademark. I feel like it's a trademark in my personality. I feel like it, that I do that. It's like, hi, my name is Babe. My father's a sexist ass. I break everything.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, that's... I'm slowly, people know exactly who you are. Yeah, it's part of my... Part of my identity. Yeah. There you go. Sorry, I kept cutting off. Go ahead. Do you know? Your...
Cut off? Oh, I was trying to bring us back on
you
topic.
You were, and I stopped you from that.
Okay, so this was like our little free talk at the beginning. Now we're actually going to get on topic. So today we were going to talk about, like, relaxation techniques, anxieties,
I feel bullshits. Like that's going too specific.
Potentially too specific. We'll see.
What I said was to talk about candles.
That makes no sense.
I know.
Candles
I'm just
is
kidding.
Too specific.
Candles.
Relaxation is not. Relaxation techniques.
Yeah, we could
is
talk
broad.
About it. We could even do a meditation, maybe. That'd be
potentially
pretty cool right
if
now.
You have one written.
I'm gonna read the quote because the quote is.
Relax, slow down a bit.
But get us into the mood. It's like,
okay. Relax, slow down a bit. Don't take things so personally. Don't take life so seriously. Just be happy. We all have the power within us to make ourselves happy. All we need to do is utilize that power.
I was totally focused on my ums. I did not hear what you said.
I hope the fucking mic picked up what I said.
I really
just to give a recap. Relax, slow down, don't take things so personally, don't take life so seriously, just be happy. We all have the power within us to make ourselves happy. All we need to do is utilize that power. Quote.
Makes sense.
That was a little cute thing because that's something.
Very nice.
I have always suffered from not being
mic drop.
I've always had difficulty sleeping. Like, mm-hmm. since I came out the womb, I cannot sleep for shit.
Yeah.
And it was getting really bad, and, like, literally, everyone would say, like, oh, just close your eyes and go to sleep, and it was so frustrating, because, like, I would, okay, like, it would be super fucking late, and I'd know I'd have a test tomorrow, and, like, I have to go to sleep mm-hmm. so that I can wake up and be refreshed with my test, 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., not sleeping, 4 a.m., not sleeping, 5 a.m., not sleeping, 6 a.m., gotta wake up for school. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I would physically just not sleep.
Yeah.
Then I was introduced to this thing very, like, into my early college years, I met this thing called, what did I meet first, ASMR or melatonin? I think I found ASMR first. I don't know how.
I introduced you to melatonin when I was working.
Did you introduce me to ASMR? Last night, because I don't know about you, but food ASMR, I don't like it because I don't like the chewing.
I appreciate it. It depends. Sometimes it becomes a lot for me, but I enjoy it. But mostly because I'm a fat ass.
Food, bro.
Yes!
I watched Zach Choy.
Oh my god.
You know?
Yeah, I know exactly who the fuck Zach Choy is.
What's amazing
is
he cooks his food.
He does!
And then he sits there and eats it.
Yes!
Bro, he cooked like 4 filet mignons.
Stop.
I know. He, like, made some, like, papitas, and then he had, like, this cheese sauce.
Oh my god.
And he went fucking ham in that meat. I was like... It's like, this is not putting me to sleep. This is making me hungry. This is
making me starving.
That's the thing. Well, that was just kind of a sidebar. Food ASMR does not do it for me. Food ASMR makes me hungry as fuck.
But that's kind of what I do.
What?
Like, I mean, I go to sleep hungry.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll wake me up at a decent time.
Yeah, like, you're more motivated to fall asleep so you can, like,
just wake up tomorrow and eat.
Morning.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch.
But the thing is, so I happened on this, it's a whole fucking community, ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I found it. I don't know if you introduced it to me or if I found it by chance, because I know that when I found it, you had been watching videos as well, and you introduced me to some people. You don't remember?
I actually don't. Not specifically.
I don't know either.
I'm trying to think when's the first time. I feel like I just saw some videos and I was like, oh, interesting, and then, like, you, like, actually got into it. Like,
my first ASMR artist was Rapunzel ASMR. I know for a fact. Oh,
how interesting.
I don't watch your videos anymore, but I liked your videos in the beginning.
I don't know. The thing is, I didn't watch ASMR like that.
No.
I might have just happened you upon one. You introduced
me to more people.
I did. Because I knew that you liked it, and then I went through and saw.
Okay, so I started first? Okay.
I'm pretty sure you
did. Well, that's the thing, and I noticed that it was like people just, like, whispering or, like, brushing a mic.
Can we, like, do 5 minutes of our own ASMR? Please, 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 please.
It's not about please. I can't do it. If you can do it, go crazy, but I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do it?
It's not gonna sound right. I've tried. I don't know how to do it. I have to practice and do it well.
Do I do bad?
You don't do it like the ASMR artists do, but you're not bad.
Fine. I'm trying to convince Babe for us to release, like, one ASMR podcast, but you want to practice first.
I have to practice. I'm not good at it.
Well, you won't practice until you try.
Huh?
Yeah. That makes sense.
I'll practice, but that's different.
Okay.
But that's the thing. If people have difficulty sleeping, like, you have difficulty relaxing at night, because I find, like, my jaw will be clenched. Like, I won't even notice, and I'll be tightening my jaw. And my heart rate will be going insane. Like, I'm supposed to be relaxing, and my heart is going fucking, I don't know, speeds, but really fast. Thump, 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 thump.
I remember that there's, like, quite a few techniques. If you have issues, like, relaxing and or sleeping, where you have to relax most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause same. I actually, my jaw clenching, I don't generally, that doesn't generally happen to me, but I do notice all of a sudden that, like, my heartbeat will just be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do to calm that shit down, is I'll just focus on my breathing.
Mm.
I'll literally, like...
What techniques do you use specifically? That's not a technique. That's inhaling and exhaling. Do you use techniques?
No.
I just
literally take deep breaths.
There's the 4-7-8 method, there's the box method, and then there's, for some reason, people do 3-count.
Edumacate.
Okay, so the box breathing?
Let's literally do it. Ready? We're going to do breathing exercises, you guys.
First, I'm going to explain box breathing. This is one that I was introduced to recently.
Oh.
Because something that I find is people will always inhale, tell you to hold, and then exhale, but then they won't tell you to hold between inhales.
Yeah, no. Why would you do that?
You have to.
Why?
That's box breathing. You inhale for 4 seconds... Hold it for 4 seconds. Exhale for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. And you keep going.
Are we about to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Ready? Okay.
Sure.
So 3, 2, 1. I forgot to get
it. I was like, what?
What's down here?
I don't know. I was like, are we just going to breathe in?
Okay. Now I'm sweating.
Why?
Okay, wait.
It's okay, we're doing it.
Okay. Ready? So, I'm not gonna be able to say it, but, like, I'll show you with my fingers.
Okay.
Okay, ready? So,
just...
3, 2, 1. That's box breathing.
Okay.
That's box breathing. You do 4-4-4.
Do you use that generally?
This is a new one. No, what I normally do is I do the 4-7-8 method.
Tell me.
You breathe in for 4 seconds, you hold it for 7 seconds, and you breathe out for 8 seconds.
Huh, interesting. Let's do it.
Ready? Okay, ready? So... practice it.
Yeah. No, actually, that's actually something that I'm not proud of, but I'm like, oh shit, like, I did that for myself. I, like, expanded my lung capacity.
Me too. If we were back in Mr. Cox's class.
Yes, in high school.
I could have fucked some shit up.
We would have fucking, like, exploded some shit.
My breathing now
is so, it's superior. The thing is, I've expanded my lungs. It's crazy because I literally, what I do is you breathe in as much as you can, like, all the way, like, to the top, it's like, to where, like, it hurts, and then, like, breathe in a little bit more.
I actually don't stretch with breathing. I stretch my ability to hold my breath and exhale my breath.
See, I'm not that good with the exhale part. Or the
exhale and hold I can do, but breathe in, that one I actually can't do that well. I haven't practiced that one. I do the four, and sometimes I can only do three.
You need to expand your lungs, and the thing is, I need to... Ready? How long could you hold your breath? Do we literally want to do this right now? Yes!
It would be nice, but then it's going to be silence.
I will talk through you. I will give you the... Oh, goodness.
Okay, let's do breathing. Hold on.
Guys, sorry for the slight pause.
You didn't notice, but there was a slight pause. Okay, fine. I'm going to put a timer.
Ready? And I'll just narrate your facial expressions.
Okay, ready?
You got this. Okay, so hyperventilate a little bit before, and then hold your breath. It needs to be fast for it to actually...
I don't want to do that, no.
Oh, no? Careful, because you might pass out from that. Yeah, because I don't know if you guys know, to expand the amount of oxygen that goes into your lungs when you hyperventilate, more like there's a reason that people with anxiety or whatever, take your time, hyperventilate, it's because, like, your mind subconsciously, it knows that when you hyperventilate... Oh, you're starting? Okay, babe is starting. Okay, so far it's been... 5 seconds. Okay. Oh, I was like, why did you just suddenly stop breathing? That's why. She's holding her breath. I'll let you guys know. We're at the 13. We're actually 15 seconds currently. We have a stopwatch. But that's the thing. With hyperventilation, you get more oxygen into your lungs when you're like... It eases... I don't know exactly how to explain it, but more oxygen gets into your lungs. Because I don't know if you guys know, but on a regular basis, the air you breathe... It's not just pure oxygen. There's oxygen, there's carbon dioxide, I think there's nitrogen, are you laughing? Am I saying something wrong? Okay. You're just nervous. we're not 50 seconds, 51, 52, 53. But yeah, you intake more oxygen. So that's the thing. We had this one high school professor, and he literally explained to us that when he used to go, I guess, scuba diving, without, like, all the apparatus, like, he would literally just go, like, lungs in, if that makes sense. Why are you laughing at me? You lost oxygen, you idiot. We're gonna have to redo it. Okay.
Yeah, no, I lost too much too quickly. Fuck that.
Why did you laugh?
I don't know.
Because you went lungs in? Yeah, you damn, only lasted for a minute 20.
I could have done more.
I know you could. You redo it right now. You're about to redo it.
I prefer you go first so I know what time to be.
Ah, you're so annoying. Fine, I'll go first. Can you actually talk by yourself for
I'll
like...
try.
Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, wait, ready?
5 minutes, 30 seconds.
Shut up. I can do at least a minute. I literally can just, I can probably
try
just
to
do
beat
the
minute. 22.
Okay.
That's your time to beat. Damn. I know I can do better than that, but let's see
me
if you can
too.
Beat that.
Me too. Shut up. You're so
I'm
negative.
I'm pretty sure I can hold my breath a lot longer than you can.
I know for a fact
no,
you
No, and let
can.
Me tell you, you better learn, because in that situation where we drown in and the sharky coming after us, every man for himself.
Babe.
I saved you in Among Us, but that's because it's a video game, okay? I sacrificed
That's
myself.
Actually something where it's like, I feel as though, I don't know, I mean, I do know, but just, I wonder what
Agreed.
It's going to feel like, what?
Drowning?
What no.
Were you gonna say? No, I wasn't going to say that either. Were you going to say, like, finish, I hate how I guess, finish and then I'll say what I want
to say. No, let me know what you think.
Okay, what I'm thinking is what I hate about myself is I'd like to think that I'm the type of person that
in
the
a moment of like
that I'll save
danger
you.
That like I'm gonna jump in front of the bullet or like I'll push you
yeah,
and like
I
sacrifice
really
myself.
Like to think that.
The thing is,
but do I really?
I know that I would do it, but would I really?
That's the
like,
thing.
You know what I mean?
Like I know I have the resolve to do it for you,
yeah.
But doesn't mean I would do it. I don't know.
I don't know either. Because I like
no point to living for me if you're not here.
Literally, my but thoughts does exactly.
That still give me the boobs. But does the tits to jump in front of the bullet to push you out the bus way? Like you know
like
what
that.
I mean?
That's the thing. It's like if I know like I can drag you and like.
Save myself too.
Like if I know I could save us
no,
both.
No, it's not even about that. In that moment, I don't even think I'll be able to react.
Exactly.
I think I'll be in shock. Because
same.
If I can think in that moment, of course, I will push you out
yes.
of the bus's way.
Agreed. Because there's no point in me living if you're not here.
Exactly.
But it's like, will I have that, like, instinct?
I don't think so.
I hope I do.
I do too.
Because if not, I'll hate myself for the rest
of
my life.
Right? And I might as well have been the one to die because I'm gonna die.
Like, the thing is, at least, like, you know, like, if you hate me for, like, sacrificing yourself, at least you're gonna be like, well, damn, Bub, like, loved the shit out of me. You know what I mean? Like, there's no point in you living because, like, I die to save you, but, like, it's like, damn.
We was tight.
Yeah, like, I go down to the real one, you know?
Shit, it's like, you die, it's like at the funeral. I know you died, but, like, you're the real MVP.
Yeah, girl.
It's okay. Like, yeah, you're the realest.
You ready?
Yes. All right, do your little hyperventilating. So, okay, let me see. What should I talk about? Well, then I can just continue talking about, like, ASMR and breathing techniques. That's actually something, because literally, I noticed, tell me that you're not going to be super giggly for no reason.
How about we start?
We have no fucking way of taking
life
seriously.
We can't do it. No, we have to do it, because what, when we're drowning, I'm going to look at you and like, die?
No, that was the sound of me dying.
I don't know if you noticed.
Let me tell you, that's something, like, just total sidebar, like, we in the ocean, shark is coming after us. You think my dumbass is going to try to swim away?
What are you going to do? I mean, you're gonna
die.
Instinct, you're gonna... No, you're gonna try to swim. At least fight it.
Fight
Kick
it.
Its ass.
A shark? Like, let me tell you, I have zero motivation. I have zero motivation to survive. Zombie apocalypse? I'm done.
Babe,
the zombies are coming.
You're
from
not living
there.
Your life for you. You're living it for me. You try to survive.
Yeah, but also, you think I'm trying to do that effort? You think I would have survived in
like
the storm?
At least pretend to be exercising your last few minutes.
I need AC. I need a bed. Like
obviously you're not gonna purposefully decide to like fall in the ocean with sharks. It's
and
because of some
exactly.
kind of situation.
And if I'm in the ocean with sharks, I had a good run. That's it.
Like, if the situations happen to line up to where this is the point where I am in my life, then we do it.
It's been fun, but I'm out.
Damn.
Think I'm gonna try to survive in a zombie apocalypse? Nah.
Okay, we already talked about why you will, so go listen to that podcast.
I already told you that I joined the zombies.
You're right. So technically you would die. Let me try to fucking beat your 1 minute 22.
Okay. Yes, do that. So the thing is, going back to, like, breathing stuff, well, that's actually something that's really been able to help me. ASMR, breathing, like, just by myself to, like, relax, meditation... You don't have to be giggly. Meditation and also melatonin. Unfortunately, I wanted to do things that didn't, like... I didn't want to depend on, like, medicine. Because I think melatonin is more, like, of a hormone booster or something like that. Like, it's not, like, that bad for you, but it does have, like, long-term side effects. So not the greatest thing you want to be putting in your body, especially not a lot. But, you know, sometimes I just can't fucking sleep. And I know that it's my fault. I know it's because I don't, like... I don't eat properly, I don't sleep properly, I don't exercise properly, like, I don't do nothing properly, I'm stressed as fuck all the time, and, like, here I want to be able to sleep, it's like, yeah, that'd be fucking nice, you know?
What was I did bad.
You want to try again?
Yeah, definitely. I only did 48 seconds.
Okay.
But,
You breathed out a lot at one point.
Yeah, I breathed out a lot, and then, like, I even swallowed, so I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't know what's going on, but, like, something's up. But yeah, actually, just real quick, with the whole melatonin thing, the thing is, we hopped on and started using melatonin because, like, we literally just, like, couldn't sleep. But melatonin, from the research that we did, and of course, obviously, consult your doctors. You're not allowed to just, like, be taking shit whatever you want.
We
didn't consult anybody, but...
Yeah, we just take shit. Like fish oil. You want to take a fish oil?
I do want to take a fish oil. Give me the fish oil.
Keep talking about the melatonin.
Also, I guess turn off the fan. I don't know if it sounds, or maybe
no,
breathe.
No, I like it. I kind of can't breathe.
Dale. But yeah, with melatonin, the thing is, it actually has, if you take it repeatedly for an extended period of time, they have negative effects. It has negative side effects, like, in the long run, if that makes sense. But the thing is, if it's just, because it is a hormone, because your body naturally produces melatonin. Mm-hmm. Just if you're not either producing enough or your circadian rhythm is, like, literally flipped. Explain what you're doing.
That's a big boy.
Yeah. How do you take them? Do you just swallow it?
This goes up your butt.
Shut the fuck up. No, it does not. And we are not going to do this on air.
No one can see. So I have cranberry supplements.
Okay. Yeah, that's fish the thing. Oil.
Ready? I got goosebumps. Hiccups.
As women in our early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s to early 30s.
As women. No longer under the age of, like, what, 14?
I mean, yeah. I don't know at what age you need to, like, start doing, like, skincare. Are you okay, baby?
I have hiccups. Let me try to drink.
Yeah. I don't know at what age you need to, like, start, like, actually doing face care and taking care of your shit or whatever. I mean, I know I started late.
Late as fuck. But I'm so envious of these, like, 10-year-olds who are, like, starting skincare now. They already have skincare
routines. Should we do that for our baby cousins?
Their parents know.
What do you mean?
I know that the one that is a beautician obviously gives a skincare regimen. Yes. To her.
I'm talking about the other one. The one that we're actually close with.
I know, but she also knows, but I think that the baby cousin is too young. Alright, so I'm gonna pop the fish oil in.
Okay, fish oil first. Do you pop it?
That's fucking big. You gotta swallow it. It's a pill.
Oh, but I thought you were popping it.
Mm-mm. It doesn't taste
it's
great.
It's huge.
It's enormous.
It's literally, like, it's the size of my finger. As in, like, the tip of my finger.
We're supposed to take 3 of these a day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, let's start with just one. Give me some water. Ugh. Oh my gosh, you have issues. Okay, so yeah, bad. Guys, just to explain, I guess, bad. We're taking fish oil.
Mm-hmm. I hope we're supposed to be taking... Hey, one cranberry. You selfish bitch. We were supposed to do one. Fine, now I do my cranberry.
Of course.
I hate the way the cranberry
Okay, because, yeah, that's another thing. Females. Ew, I hate that word, actually. Mm-hmm. It's like, females. It's a very...
It is used to in a derogatory, demeaning way, but it's not.
I know it's not. But, I mean, just for women, point blank. Uh-oh. If you guys want to have healthy pH...
Oh my god, I can't swallow it.
Why not? What's happening? What is this last one? Potassium? Oh, we're also taking potassium?
It won't go down.
Okay.
It really won't go down. Did you get yours down?
I did. I'm actually pretty good with pills. I don't know why when I was... You can't swallow it? It's okay. No. Just, I mean, chew it and... You got it down? Down. Wow, you struggled.
Yeah. I don't think I like pills. You say you're good with pills? I don't think I like them.
It's...
Way to make a mess.
I'll clean up your mess. Damn.
Alright, so I hope you can take potassium and fish oil at the same time. That'd be embarrassing if you can't.
Oh.
We're saying it on live TV. We should probably talk our doc... What?
Talk to our doctors?
Yes. I don't have one of those, but I should probably get one.
Same. That's another thing. You're supposed to have
a primary care
ready,
provider.
But let's go back on track, because we wanted to talk today about, like, relaxation techniques and, like, sleeping. Yeah, another thing, just point blank, there are scents that are really good for that. I know chamomile.
Lavender.
Lavender is an amazing one.
I have everything lavender.
You're obsessed
My
with lavender.
My sheets are lavender. I have a lavender spray that you stole from me,
What do you
bitch.
Mean? A lavender the spray. Little,
you're supposed to have...
The melatonin?
It's not a melatonin.
The melatonin lavender spray?
It's not a melatonin lavender spray. It's a lavender spray. It doesn't have any melatonin.
It's in the drawer.
Melatonin
I'm willing
spray.
To bet $5. That it's literally, it's a melatonin lavender spray. I know for a fact it has melatonin. Damn. Watch me be wrong.
Where is it?
Is it not there? It should be somewhere. It's melatonin, babe.
You're out of your mind, so give me my $5.
Are you serious?
It's an essential oil blend, 100% pure essential oils. It has coconut oil.
I am out of my freaking mind.
You really always are, and the thing is, I feel bad to call you out on it, but you are literally insane.
Damn, so I guess I'll buy you Starbucks. Yes, why am I so fucking crazy? I am so sorry.
You just assumed because it was also purple and it was in the sleep section, but it is a lavender spray. Actually, it might not then even be lavender. Why did I steal this from you? Because it's supposed to help you sleep, because it has, like, well, probably chamomile and lavender, but not melatonin. Yeah,
it literally says, I'm sorry, babe. I really don't mean it.
I know you. I know you do these things.
It literally has water, lavender oil, tangerine oil, bergamot oil, cypress oil, geranium oil, coconut oil, frankincense oil, and chamomile oil.
Hmm, sleepy, sleepy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, these kinds of things help you with sleeping.
Yes. And also, it's really good if you associate them with sleep, if that makes sense. Oh, it's the DoorDash person.
Are they close?
Yeah, they're on the way. We ordered food. Yay! Sushi. We ordered sushi.
I'm so hungry.
I am so obsessed with sushi. I swear, I can preach sushi to...
Asian food, bro.
Asian food.
Because you know something that we have to do? The tateboki, which I know I pronounced it wrong.
Why? No, I think you said it really well. What's that? The little rice cakes?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you
cook them in their saucy thing to make them
and
soft.
And then you fry them?
You skewer them and then psh.
I've seen somebody do that, and that's not necessarily how you eat them.
It's a way to eat them. It's a Korean street food. Really cool. Yeah. I can't imagine that would be bad.
Tateboki.
Because that's the thing. One time when we were at an H Mart in Illinois, because where we live, they don't have H Marts.
They don't.
Which sucks ass. But we went to an H Mart in Illinois, and I got like this whole tateboki set, and it came with like the sauce and all the instructions, and it even came with ramen. Like, it was a perfect little thing. I think it even had like little fish cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it? Had like little pieces, little square pieces.
Yeah.
The thing is, and that was delicious, right?
It was so fucking
good. Yeah, so then I went and I bought rice cakes, and I bought a separate sauce that the lady at the store told me to buy, made it, even put some cheese trying to like salvage it, not yummy.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
I don't know what we did wrong.
I don't know what we did wrong either, but not yummy.
Because I know tateboki is delicious.
It's fucking delicious. We've had it be delicious before.
Yeah. I don't know. We have to figure it out.
We need to go to H Mart because I also want banana and strawberry milk.
Yes! Oh my god! Tell me how they took my banana and strawberry milk at the airport.
Oh my god, right? If anybody ever hears this, please tell me where they sell strawberry and banana milk. We need to start looking for oriental
markets.
We really do.
We need to actually go, but we also don't have access to a car right now, so.
But that's awkward.
Let's be gentle with ourselves.
Yeah. But sidebar, lavender.
Yes.
Lavender be helping Lavender's you with good. The new sleeping.
Another thing. Your bed, well, actually, this is something that, semi-recently, it's already been kind of a year, but for the longest time, especially, like, in my childhood bedroom, I had a television in there, and I would sit on my bed and watch TV.
You're not supposed to do that.
And the thing is, you're really not. That is so bad for you. I was so excited. The day that I was able to get rid of, like, I had, like, an entertainment center in my room, I got rid of that, and I got my vanity. I don't have a TV anymore in my room, and I appreciate it. One, I noticed, I don't exist in my room as much anymore because there's no TV.
There's really nothing to do in here.
But whatchamacallit? I appreciate it because your bed should literally only be used for sleeping.
Yeah.
You should have designated spots.
You know, you're supposed to, if you're trying to sleep and you can't for like, I don't know how long, maybe 15, 30 minutes, you need to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Because if you accustom your body to this is the place where we sit around and wait for sleep, then that's what you do. Do you know what I mean? Instead of, no, the moment I put my head down, we pass the fuck out.
That's the thing. You just need to create these habits with your body. And again, melatonin, I would use... I literally only use melatonin once I feel as though, like, it's like, damn, I've tried to literally sleep for an entire fucking week. My body's just not letting me. I'm gonna take a melatonin tonight.
You know something?
I actually use melatonin as a last resort. Lavender's amazing. Chamomile. Drinking hot tea is amazing.
We should.
I want it to be part of my routine, but I don't know. Actually, since you're, like, over there, tell me, what are the other things that the routine says? Because there's literally... We're trying to be good for ourselves. We're trying to be good for our bodies. And there are literally, like, nightly routines. There are, like, nightly things that you can do to help...
Clean, run a diffuser, stretch,
meditate, meditation. Journal, meditations are so good. Journaling is so good. Wait, what are you doing?
Just, I'm getting a book because I don't want to forget this because I've forgotten it. But, like...
What?
When we get our own place...
Mm-hmm.
Place. There's, like... Not rules, but, like, no TV in room.
In bedrooms, yeah, no, not at all.
Like, kind of thing where, like, should you even be on your phone in your room?
Not if you're on your bed. Or not if you're properly sitting. I mean, no, technically no.
Because, like, you have to develop good habits because then you also, at least me personally, I like to nap. And I feel like my room shouldn't be my nap place. It should be, like, some place
you should have either, like, a couch or, like, a sofa or, like, a little separate place where you, like, uncomfortably sleep, if that makes sense.
And there needs to be a place where we eat.
Like, yes.
Because I find that when we're in the common area here, I need to be eating because that's the food
because
place.
That's where we generally
versus here,
eat.
I forget that I'm supposed to eat food.
Mm-hmm. That's actually something I noticed. When I go to other people's houses,
I forget.
I don't realize that I should have been eating. Mm-hmm. Like, the thing is, I don't even get hungry. The thing is, the only time I realized when we went over to, like, one of our family's house, and, like, for some reason, I don't know why it was stupid on our part, but, like, we literally went and we hadn't eaten, and I, like, went hungry. And then I was, like, I just kind of, like, kept that same amount of hunger the entire day versus I know if I was in my own house, if I ate breakfast, lunch, and, like, had a snack, it's, like, I'd still, like, in 30 minutes try to go and figure out, like, what can I eat? I'm bored. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Versus when I'm in other people's places, I don't know why,
other people's places,
I completely forget that food is a thing. You know what I mean?
That's something
I'm
wondering.
It's all psychological, man.
It really is. You know, I'm wondering if I should, like, set alarms on my phone to, like, eat breakfast. And then it's, like, snack. Like, two alarms of snack.
That's
and
fuck.
Then have lunch.
You should
soon.
Definitely do that, especially since we have our whole eating issue. We should 100% do that.
Because today.
Because
we
you
had,
forget.
Today we had one meal. We had the bagel and the fruit smoothie.
We had the. Yeah. Technically, that was one
would those
meal.
Count as two meals?
I would like to count them as two
we
meals.
We ate them
they're
at separate
not.
Times, but I think that's one meal. And now food is coming, but any later, and it'll be super late for dinner, so this food is technically dinner, right? Ugh. Are we going to have more dinner?
Are we going to have more
we
dinner?
We could have, like, a salad, maybe.
Yeah, we could eat, like, salad later. But drifting.
Totally drifting.
Going back
God.
To relaxation.
I really wanted to stay on topic.
It's okay.
This
no.
This is such
this
a mess
is,
podcast.
This is part
They're
of it. It's really
podcasts.
Not. We love ourselves and this
no,
is part of the
I
process.
Know. I mean, I
actually
feel like
appreciate
anyone
it.
With ADHD could follow perfectly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, even if you don't, I feel like we complete certain things, maybe.
Potentially.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, just breathing is a big one for me, I notice. And just side note, for a while, I didn't have as much of an issue sleeping because I was using a technique and I didn't even realize that I was using it, but a lot, like, a technique that you can use mm-hmm. is, like, I guess entering, like, a fantasy world.
I forget what people call that, but yes. I'm so envious that that works for you, and it works for
it
so
does.
Many other people.
I literally, and the thing is, it's annoying.
So many people do videos where it's, like, me finally getting to go to sleep, and it's, like, trying to like, enter my other dimension to, like, get railed, and I'm like, girl, yes, I hear you.
That is low-key it.
That is it.
Yeah.
I can't get in those dimensions.
Wait, the thing is, I'm not, like, lucid dreaming, though.
I know
I
no
just...
one is. You're just fantasizing, potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just you.
I can't believe somebody actually said that. It's like me entering my other dimension to get red. It's like, honey, we were all thinking it. Why the fuck did
honestly,
you out us?
This is like kind of a secret.
Like, damn, that's actually something that kind of annoyed me because I don't know if... Can I call myself a writer? I would like to call
I
myself
a writer.
I would
definitely call myself a writer.
I consider myself a writer and I kind of, like, fantasize of a lot of different, like, novels, different skits, different things, different scenes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was really annoying for a time because when I was younger... It didn't work out so much because I would literally stay up for hours fantasizing.
Oh,
until
it's like, damn, this bitch gotta sleep.
Yeah, and no. And the thing is, then eventually I would just fall asleep. But until I kind of got to one point to where I would kind of, you know, just get into bed, whatever, and start thinking of the scene. And then I'd, like, wake up, as in the next day, and it would happen, like, 3 or 4 days. It's like, well, damn, I fucking want to finish this scene. Not even, like, anything sexual or whatever. Just literally, it's like, well, damn, she entered the fucking bar every single time. It's
love
like... Love
interest was sitting there.
She was walking over to him, and then I woke up, and I couldn't daydream anymore. So I was, like, annoyed. So then I was like, do it better.
Stay awake. No falling asleep.
No. So, yeah. But yeah.
Why do these pills make me sleepy?
Do
I know
they?
It's all in my head.
Oh, it's literally all in your head. What is wrong with you?
I'm sleepy.
Are you?
I'm hungry more than anything.
Okay, we're gonna eat in literally like
20
minutes.
I'm starting to stress because
why?
He's not texting anymore and I'm scared that the doorbell's gonna ring and doorbell ringings are just so stressful.
Okay, so it's fine. That's why I'm gonna get the door and you're perfectly fine.
Yeah, but the doorbell's still gonna
Ready?
Ring and I don't wanna make the guy wait at the door
Let's
too long.
Close out for today, I guess.
Yeah.
So, guys, we were supposed to talk more about relaxation. We'll do a separate podcast and literally kind of, like, focus on it.
Yeah.
We just kind of touched here and there on, like, our experiences and, like, what we kind of do.
Oh, and I did a minute 22, not my personal best, and you did 48 seconds, personal best. I'm just kidding.
You're so annoying. Do you want to literally close out with that? Let's literally do it.
Next time, because okay. We literally cannot be serious to save our lives.
We
can't.
We need to, like, we literally need to start
Murderer
with
says, giggle and I kill her. Bitch, you put it out.
It's like, no. It's like, anything else, say be serious and she'll die.
Yeah.
Like, can we please change the terms and conditions?
Please.
I didn't read the fine print.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for listening today, you guys. Yeah. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.